Well, Kids Play International, rather, KPI, is rooted in the belief that sports can be a powerful catalyst for social change. The group is hosting a 10-day cross-cultural exchange here in Park City from June 16th to 26th. Also is involved in a panel discussion taking place on Tuesday, June 21st at Temple Har Shalom. This is about women and girls in sport. Joining me now to talk about everything going on is three-time Olympian Tracy Evans Land. And good morning to you, Tracy.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So three-time Olympian, you just told me, Lillehammer, Nagano,
Salt Lake
and
City.
Salt Lake in freestyle aerials.
Yes.
Wow. And so since then, have you been working on bringing girls into sport? It's such a big movement.
Yeah, it definitely is. You know, actually, my mom is my inspiration behind all of this. She's a nurse and did a lot of, still does a lot of medical volunteer work. And so she really encouraged me to take a volunteer trip. So back in 2008, I did that. And I think what impacted me most over in Malawi, Africa, where I was at that time, was watching the girls and boys play sport and just the relationship that they had between one another. And obviously, soccer is so huge in Africa. So watching the girls and boys play a familiar sport, the boys were faster, quicker, more aggressive, and girls aren't always also encouraged to even play sport. So they were very submissive. But what was really cool to me was to see the dynamic of, we also brought over baseball, a sport that they had never even heard of, played. And so when we were playing and introducing this game to them, this sport to them, it was a complete change in how boys and girls learned. It was a level playing field. No one was worried about who was stronger, faster, slower. They were just learning and playing side by side. So to me, as an athlete and, you know, all that sport, you can learn from sport on the field, off the field. The relationship that I saw, the shift in learning and the relationship between boys and girls when they learned a sport that had no preconceived idea of who should be better was really cool to me. So that really catapulted me into thinking like, what more could I do in a long-term basis with working with boys and girls in sport for sport and gender equality.
Right. So interesting. So part of this 10-day cross-cultural exchange, you're bringing eight Rwandan coaches here. And that's wild. So how is this all going to go down? And is the public invited? I know the public's invited to this panel discussion, but in terms of the workshop.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we are super excited. Our program is in rural Rwanda. So this is going to definitely be a very big culture shock experience for these eight Rwandan coaches. There's four men, four women coming over. And yeah, you know, I think, you know, our hope really in this exchange, it's all about, so we got a grant from the U.S. State Department. So it has it's based on this cross-cultural learning. So we're bringing the coaches over to experience activities, interact with youth, and have discussions about how sport impacts our youth here, how coaches also impact the youth here in sport, and have also the youth and people here in Park City understand what sport looks like over in Rwanda, Africa as well. So I think the cross-cultural discussion and education locally here in a town that obviously we eat, breathe, drink sport, I think can very much be a very eye-opening discussion. And like you said, we have this wonderful guest speaker, Sarah Murray, who is with Women Win, and she's coming to be our guest speaker at Temple Har Shalom on Tuesday at 6:30. And it is free, open to the public. You can just show up. You can RSVP through our website. But also our panelists have local Olympians, Nikki Stone, Emily Cook, Cameron Myler, a couple of the local coaches, and some other gender equality experts that are coming as well.
Will any of the Rwandan coaches be on the panel?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Sorry, that's just like a given to me.
Okay.
But yes, absolutely. Yes, we have three of our other coaches that are going to be there as well. All our coaches will be there. Three are sitting on the panel. And so they will definitely be sharing how we have built capacity in their training through our year-round program over there, and talk about what sport and you know, and the disparities between boys and girls playing sport looks like globally, and the impact that sport, like I said, can have on the field, but even more so off the field, and how you learn these life lessons that should stay with you long term. And that sport is not about just being an Olympian or an elite athlete. It's so much more than that, and keeping it fun and just really present in today's day and age, and not being, you know, pushing these kids too much, but just having fun through sport.
The thing that I find interesting, and I could be completely wrong about this, but we, especially in a town like Park City, you know, that's always kind of the end thought, even though by parents, coaches, even though we all claim to say, oh, it's just about having fun. But in Rwanda, and this is where I could be wrong, I would assume that it's really just about having fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these kids simply, the reason that I do work, we work over there, is they don't have the resources. They don't have these opportunities. They don't have after school sports clubs and boys and girls clubs, YMCAs. They don't have these resources opportunities. So we have to provide that. And it is. I mean, for them, sport simply gives them an outlet to have fun. And what we're doing is using sport as that catalyst to teach and to really build better relationships between boys and girls, shifting some of these attitudes, behaviors, and these harmful gender norms that exist in developing countries, so that boys and girls both understand how they can contribute to a better life together.
Okay. Kids Play International. These 8 Rwandan coaches that you're bringing over there with the help of the U.S. State Department's Bureau of Educational and Cultural Affairs are coaches of what sports?
Yeah, so they're actually coaches of, to be honest, they are teachers from our 3 partner schools. Some of them definitely played local soccer, but you got to remember, these coaches are not educated to be physical activity teachers or physical education teachers. So we are building their capacity to learn more about sport and how do you use sport to link to gender equality behaviors and whatnot. So this is why it's so important. Also, when we come over here, we have coaches that are sharing their best practices and how they coach to mentor kids. And so that is a component of what we're doing. We have a couple activities, actually, that we do have local youth that are invited to participate in on Monday afternoon from 2 to 4. And then on Friday, we're looking for soccer kids that are ages 9 to 15 that would like to possibly come in and do our Let's Play Fair program.
Where will that be held?
Yeah, so both will be at the turf field over by the National Ability Center. There's a turf field that's over that way. So,
okay.
But we ask everyone to email us, if possible, to put their child's name on the list so that we know how many kids are coming.
Okay, you can email at info@kidsplayinternational is shortened. So it's kidsplayintl.org.
Correct. Yep.
Great. All right.
Or they can go to our website as well.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
This is wonderful. Tracy Evans-Land, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.